Yo, it's your boy, your cousin, your nephew. It's the dawn of the Mid-Atlantic, the Grapple Region's best kept secret, and the host of the hottest debate show in all of pro wrestling. It is the Three Count Podcast presents Chaz and Friends. I'm your host, Chaz Evans. Let me introduce to you my friend, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Three Count Residential Supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat. All right. He is the host of the widely popular, okay, this is not just me, you know, BSing. This is a fact. The widely popular hit late night wrestling news show, The Villains Lounge. All right. He's the host of that. He's also your MC of our watch alongs, which will be happening tonight for AEW Revolution. So he's a man of many hats. All right. But he's here. He's going to debate his points. All right. He's a very knowledgeable person. All right. I can't put him over enough. But ladies and gentlemen, he is the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, Damian Fatal.
Look, if y'all want to be entertained in a couple hours, you might want to watch that watch along. Yeah. The last time that I watched a Revolution pay-per-view, again, like I said before, I lost my shit. So, you want to see it on camera and me just walk off and throw stuff in my bedroom? Be my guest.
Do you have any special guests coming on?
We got Red Dog.
Okay, I know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got
Red Dog. You got me.
There might be one other. We'll see what happens and see what you're doing around that time.
If it's the same person who I think it is. Is it who I think it is?
Well, let's just say that if you think I'm bad.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely that guy. Yes, that's exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Look, I take it light on them.
Is he very ignorant?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, it's definitely who I thought it is. And that's great. I would love. Sidebar before we get into the announcement, of everything. So there was which way Revolution was? It was exploding barbed wire.
Yes, it was exploding barbed wire.
And me, you, and the person that we're talking about, I don't want to say their name just in case they do pop on. This person, right? We were on a three-way phone call watching the show live, and all of our reactions were probably more entertaining than half of what we watched on that pay-per-view. And it was great. So I don't think they can screw it up too bad this time around. They've had a good track record for the past half of a year.
Look, all I know is I think that was the day that I started to hate Chris Jericho, like legit had hate for him. and then it just funneled. I was like, it was like the first pay-per-view that I think I've ever paid to watch of theirs because I didn't watch any. It was like the first one. Bad idea.
Yeah, I remember you were.
I felt so bad for that Verizon rep. I cussed him up and down.
You were very upset. And had the audacity to blame me and go, no, you forced me to watch this. And I went, you don't have to watch it. I can't sit to your house and go watch this. Yeah, you were doing fine with reading the results.
I would have been totally fine reading the results and then seeing the aftermath later.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah. So if y'all want to see something funny, watch it.
Yeah, definitely tune in. We'll be going on there live around the pre-show, so right before the main show, which starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Eastern. 8 o'clock. Yep.
We'll probably be 7:30-ish. That's why we're an hour earlier, folks. I know some of you are like, wait a minute, you're an hour early. Yeah, we want to make sure we give you enough time that you can digest all this debateness. That's not even a word, but I just made it a word. Okay. Digest all of it and then go have yourself probably better commentary than Excalibur and listen to us and watch AEW Revolution, Sting's last match. Okay, his retirement match, so they can't mess it up too bad. If you haven't already done so, make sure you hit that follow button. All right, for those of you who are catching us live on IG right now, all right, make sure you hit that live, hit that follow button. Okay, right now, boom, hit that. If you're watching us on X and or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you know, yeah, make sure you follow us there. 3count_pod. Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch. Subscribe to YouTube. Like, share, comment, all that. Facebook, if you're catching us live, we gotta always get a nice little crowd for Facebook. For all of our Facebook viewers, give us a like and a share. And for all of you who are watching us on the, that Infinite Plus Network, yeah, sorry that we interrupted your movie and or favorite trap rapper. We're not sorry. We're more entertaining than them.
We are. Yeah.
We absolutely are. Yeah. Let's get to it. Temp check. All right. Temp check. Let's start off hot. For those you don't know, the temp check is where we give you our hottest and our coldest wrestler going into the week and our match of the week. So your fire match of the week. I got my match of the week already. I'll start off with the match of the week. My match of the week is that crazy trios match on Dynamite. Okay. The FTR. yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eddie Kingston. The BCC. Yeah. Sorry. You can give all that. You can inject all that into my veins. And I mean that.
That made my head hurt.
Sorry.
That's
my match of the week. I at first was like, okay. And then when I watched it, I was like, wow, this is the greatest thing ever.
All right, whatever. I'll let you have that one. Hot and cold. I'll let you have
all right, that. But yeah, what you got? Match of the week.
Give me Naomi versus Tiffany
Stratton. Okay, cool.
I enjoyed that a lot.
We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, we will talk about that.
We will talk about that.
Well, I enjoyed that a lot though.
That match was good. Yeah, Tiffany.
Dude, I'm trying to tell you, dude. Tiffany Stratton.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's Tiffy time.
It's Tiffy time, bro.
Yeah,
it's Tiffy time. All right. Let's go. Hottest wrestler of the week. My hottest wrestler. I hate to say it. I really hate to say it.
Who you got?
Hangman Page.
Okay.
It's Hangman Page.
I guess he did all right.
My coldest is everyone in attendance in SmackDown this past Friday night. Because
I don't know, man.
They got roasted.
They did to the point
where I went, this is bullying. I'm watching this, and I came in a tad bit, late to catch on SmackDown. Then I rewatched the entire thing, and also finding out that Rock went over his time makes this even better. But like 10 minutes, two-hour show, 30-minute opening promo. Oh,
yeah, we talked about that a little bit on the Villains Lounge.
That's my coldest. I don't have a coldest wrestler. I'm giving it to them. They get it.
I get it. All right. Well, my hottest, Roman.
Fair.
He got Rock to acknowledge him.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dude, look, I'm sorry, but the way that the crowd played that whole entire situation.
It was cold.
The time that he interrupted him to finish was great. Oh, man, I loved every second of it.
He goes, I just need one thing from you. I went... And it's funny because when it happened, I went, wait a minute.
The same here.
I was like, whoa. And he said, I need you to acknowledge me. I said, no, he ain't. No, he ain't. I sat there. I said, you know, he ain't. No, he ain't.
Okay, so I knew he was going that route when I watched. I was watching his mannerisms, his facial expressions the whole entire time. So, like, when he was threatening to walk out, and then Paul was like, nah, you know, he's getting ready to come out. And then his face, just that, his face, like, Like, he did not look happy. You know what I mean? He had that, like, I'm not cool with this kind of facial expression.
Yeah.
And so every time he was talking, if you notice, like, his demeanor kept, like, changing. It was like one of those, like, all right, I agree what you're saying, but, like, you still haven't acknowledged me.
Right. So yeah, was like, I was along the lines of, like, look, you didn't got me in two matches now. Like, you didn't put, right? You didn't put, what you mean? Like, that's what I felt like when he was like, I just need one thing from you. I thought, you know, that was the case. Like, wait a minute. How you going to show up here? All right. First of all, you tried to get the one-on-one match. You goofed on that one, Rocky, okay? You goofed on that one. You just smacked him, okay? And got Seth over here in his, he got his draws in a bunch. So now Seth is over here getting in our business, talking about, I'm going to be his shield. You goofed on that twice. Now you want to do a tag team match on night one and still want me to defend the title the next night? I don't even work, what you call it, two weeks in a row. You want me to work back to back? I work 8 days a year.
He actually is working 2 weeks in a row from my understanding, because I think he's going to be at next week's SmackDown.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He's going to wrestle?
Because The Rock says he wants his answer.
Oh.
So, I mean, Roman might not be there, but if Rock's there, I figured Roman probably would.
Yeah, that might make sense. Yeah.
So,
but still, him working wrestling, him actually working a match 2 days in a row. So, what do you think this is? You know, on a live event tour? Right. That's funny. But
I have a 1B for hottest.
Okay. What's your 1B?
This whole. Be one of those situations that it'll be historic because this man has been a coldest wrestler for like ever. But Sean Spears.
Okay.
Making his return home.
Okay. Fair. Fair. Fair.
And when I mean home, I mean NXT.
Yes. That's home for him. I knew what you meant. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair. I'll give you that. I didn't catch NXT, but when I saw it, I went, oh. I was like, well, hold on, that's not Okada. I literally went, oh, I saw the chair shot, and I went, well, that's not Okada. And then I was like, oh, jeez. And I went, okay, I'll see. Look, I'm not going to hate it. I'm not hating on it yet. I gotta.
There's no reason to hate on it. He's home. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
He'll be.
I wasn't on the Ty Dillinger hype train either.
Oh, I was too.
I wasn't.
NXT?
No.
Yeah.
It was. It was a more of a. Oh, okay. Cool. No, it wasn't for me. All right. Let's get to it. Let's go into our first debate topic. Now we talked about it. He's almost like Phil. Since Phil's gone, we gotta have a new favorite on the Three Count podcast. And our favorite, Mr. Dwayne. Sorry, he owns it now. The Rock, Mr. Rock, TKO board member, has laid out the challenge, tag team match, which I think we all kind of
knew was coming.
Tag team match. Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes versus The Bloodline, Roman Reigns, and The Rock. And with the stipulation, if The Rock and Roman Reigns beat If they well, if pretty much is if Cody and them win, there's no bloodline on night two. But if they lose, bloodline rules, which means this they're just gonna jump him. That's what Rock pretty much said.
Don't forget, and Solo's gonna sing the national anthem.
Oh yeah, Solo's gonna sing the national anthem. Yeah.
Look, I'm saying seriously.
Solo's face,
yo, that was great.
Was great. Like he's looking at his thumb, like, wait a minute.
He did not look happy. Yo, he was going smack Jimmy. You see Jimmy walking over there with his hand out,
right? Jimmy just got wild. But yeah, who should win night one? Tag match. What you think, Damien?
All right, I do want to say this. Rock's promo was way too long, but it was so fucking hilarious.
Look, you would think, hey, he cut 50 minutes worth of promo. Okay? Y'all can't tell me The Rock hasn't done anything to promote WrestleMania. Right. 50 minutes of just him talking trash over the course of, what was it, 12 hours?
Yeah.
In a sense, maybe even less than that. Can't no one talk anything trash about Rocky?
It was great. Is it very, very super villain of me that I kind of want the heels to win? So it's just a big ass. Who knows what's gonna happen? Like a cluster, and just you don't know what's gonna happen. I kind of want to see that. Because I feel like if Cody wins, somebody's still going to come out.
I think so. This is what, do you think? So, I think Damian Priest. So, you know what? Now that you say that, because everyone keeps saying Priest is cashing in, and I do think Priest is going to cash in.
Same.
What if Priest cash in night one?
Go.
What if they do win? What if Cody and Seth win, right? But then Bloodline, after the fact, beats the tar out of them. And then Damian Priest and the Judgment Day shakes hands with Paulie. Damian Priest cashes in.
What about Drew?
What about Drew? What about Drew?
What about Drew?
Oh, yeah, Drew.
Well, I guess Drew would be facing
Priest. Drew would face Priest.
That's okay. All right.
Drew would face Priest.
Okay. I can live with that. I can live with that.
But go ahead. Go ahead.
But on the real, I think I kind of want to see shenanigans. I want to see Cody overcome this. And you know, no. Look, it's already an uphill battle, dude. You might as well incline it just a little bit more. Like, look, I want that man to like, he got to work for this.
Look, I'm telling bro.
You see how long the rain is. He's got to work to take that. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. That's the heel in me. I want to see Cody work for it.
I don't know. So
he still got what? How long was he out for with that torn pec?
What, 4 months?
Yeah, he hasn't, not yet. He still got to get, he got work for it.
Oh my gosh. So look, I didn't think he would go that route. I'm definitely on the opposite side. Look, if I think you get shenanigans regardless in this match, I think the shenanigans, yes, that happens. But I think you have shenanigans regardless. You have shenanigans, period. But I do think Cody and Seth should win because I think in order to build the stakes, I feel like you need to have Cody and at least Cody looking on top. So it looks like, oh my, wait a minute, he might actually have a chance. You know, and then you can still do shenanigans. You can do like, I mean, what we know the formula: ref bump, okay, boom, ref bump. Jimmy, come out, super kick, bow, yeah, Solo come up there. Boom, Uso splash, boom. Roman gets back up, all right? Hit the rope, duck, hit the rope. Big dog. Solo come in, Solo. Dum-dum. Like, we know the formula. You can still do the shenanigans, even with the bloodline rules. All right. I think The Rock's going to end. I think what's going to happen is I think Solo and Rock are going to form their own bloodline. I think that's what's going to happen.
I feel like somebody going to turn on somebody. I know that.
This bloodline is not like it. Yeah. And I promise you, guess what? Jey Uso will be involved.
I will bet 100% that he will be.
He will definitely be involved. Because, I mean, I think we're still going to do Jimmy versus Jay. I think that's still in the docket. So,
yeah, that's happening.
So, yeah. I really do think if you have Cody lose, like, and if he does end up winning, you'd like literally like, like really shovel the, you know, take the right, really like take the rug from under the bloodline instead of just giving a slice little, you know, cut. Because clearly we're going to get Rock and Roman. I think that's going to happen regardless. And I think it's the right, we're going to get that. And I just don't think we need the whole belt for it. That's all. He's here.
Can I get the soldier's call? Hoo-dee-hoo!
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
All right, give us your 2 cent.
About what? I missed out.
Missed out. Who should win night one? Not going to win.
The
tag match.
No, oh, definitely Roman and Rock.
Oh my god!
Look, I'm trying to tell you.
We're gonna
put
move
all
on.
The odds against him.
That's how you winning. You're putting all the odds against him. Why are we trying to babyface this up? Where it's like a one-on-one. No, we want Cody to overcome all of the obstacles.
Yeah.
That's what it has to be.
That's insane.
It's the only way the story is written. What do you mean?
That's insane.
Look, I want them to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at this dude.
Yeah.
I still think Clef, you missed out. So I put out the suggestion. Just the fantasy book. Damian Priest cashes in on Seth on night one. we end up getting Drew and Damian at night two.
I would say you would let Seth do the tag match, and then as he's competing against Drew, right, he wins against Drew, and then you have him cash in because he's just gonna be beat up.
That's true too.
And then you cash
that's
in.
Probably the way they go.
Probably it makes more
logical sense than my convoluted cash in at the end of night one on Seth. Just because, I always like, being the bad guy, I always got to have their own medicine taken against them. So I just think
actually, funny thing is, what if he just like, what if he cashes in against Seth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the match technically is Rollins versus McIntyre.
That's the number one contenders match.
Yeah, and that's just what you would know. And Damian would just be like, I don't have to be here for this match. He's like, it's between y'all. He's like, I won the title. He's like, I'm out. And just leaves.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Oh, that'd be messed up.
That would be the best.
That'd be kind of dirty. I'd shake that man's hand.
You guys already do. You guys is like hottest and coldest wrestling.
We did. Yes, we did.
But go ahead. You can go ahead.
You'll go ahead. Yeah, you're here now, so you can have your job back.
Okay.
You can leave it out there.
hottest wrestler of the week for me. I'm just gonna be out there just say Cody, because I mean that guy's just everywhere. Coldest wrestler of the week, The Rock. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
We are off the rails tonight.
Let me tell you why.
I can only know how this is gonna go tonight on this watch along.
Dwayne.
What? Dwayne. No, he didn't call. I just really just put over The Rock and out. He, the three count podcast favorite Dwayne, because Phil's gone. We can't really talk about Phil. So don't you start Dwayne disrespecting my cousin, okay?
Dwayne, listen. There's a lot of things. There are rules in wrestling and of what you can and cannot say. Okay. You cannot talk about another man's family. Okay. You cannot talk about their kids, right? Unless you get permission to talk about the family, you can't talk about their kids. One thing, there is a no-go zone. I listened to your 21-minute speech.
So oh my gosh.
I agreed with everything that you said up to the point that you called Pharaoh a goofy ass dog. And I drew the line right there. Fuck out of here. Okay. Pharaoh is untouchable. Regardless of whatever Cody may have told you, Pharaoh is untouchable. Okay. That beautiful white husky sitting there did nothing to you. You talk about running over his goofy ass dog that because of his goofy ass look. Yes, Cody's look was goofy, but you will never disrespect that dog, sir. I don't care if you are the sexiest man, highest paid actor, highest biggest draw in WrestleMania history. I don't care if you're out here getting ready to showcase the biggest tag team match of all time. That dog is untouchable, good sir. I need an apology from you ASAP, okay? I don't care what Cody says. I don't care. Pharaoh is untouchable.
All right.
That is the only reason why you would be the golden wrestler. Because I would have left that whole 21-minute promo go, and you could have never said nothing. And you never mentioned Pharaoh. Now you've done. Now we have become enemies for this one week.
After WrestleMania, we might be all right.
We'd be all right after this week.
You give him a week. All right, cool.
This week, man, Pharaoh is untouchable. Okay. If you cut another 21-minute promo and talk about Pharaoh one more time, all right, then we're gonna be off the list until WrestleMania.
Crazy. All right, let's go to the comments. Let's go to the comments. They look like they jumping like a Destiny's Child song. That's crazy how I just said that. That was a bar. Let me see here.
You pull it up or do you want me to?
You're here now. Okay. You're here. You're here.
Nice work, Stephen A.
Oh yes,
that was from you making up the words earlier.
Yes, I was making up words.
That's why The Rock is a cultist. Hey, see, somebody else agreed with me. Hottest the door. The Miz couldn't get to. Yeah, actually, you know what? That's the other person that's on the coldest. That's my 1B. Okay. The spot, what is it? SAP Arena, okay?
Oh my gosh,
the whole arena, not just.
He had a whole rant about that previous. Oh my gosh, in the middle of the week, in the group chat, he's going off, just like, yo, F the SAP Arena, how dare they? Middle of the day.
That's how it be sometimes. It is what it is. Next up, cashes in on McIntyre.
That's correct. That's even better. Drew got his moment. Night up, snatchies.
Exactly. Thank you for coming.
And the way you do it, big roll up, grab the tights. Like he celebrates. Imagine him standing on top right, and he's like, "Yeah, I've won." He gets ripped down. He looks down, rolled up. 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Oh, you know what? It should happen during the fireworks too.
Oh yes. And then he can celebrate with the fireworks.
That'll have the whole shebang.
I just have him walking up the ramp. Or that. Get rolled up.
Oh my gosh.
And then he can stay pissed. Yeah. Didn't WWE sign other relatives of the bloodline? If so, they interfere at night too. Oh, you're talking about Tama Tonga. He's not a part of the.
Well, Lance said he is.
Lance Anoa'i did?
Yes. I saw that on which
Haku is a part of the bloodline? That's what we're saying?
Haku? Lance said that on Twitter.
They think of them as like family.
Yeah,
I mean, that's cool. They think of Samoa Joe as family, but they ain't family. By the same brother rules. That's it.
Well, you know how politicians are.
Cliff showing off the guns. This is my inspired by Rey Mysterio look back when he didn't have the mask.
I was wondering. I was like, what is with this today?
Yep. I wanted to be like, yo, because you know, I saw that the Rey Mysterio thing yesterday where they were doing like the highlights and stuff. Mm. And then what was it? The Bratz Funkify song was playing in the background. And then I was like, oh bro, I just want to bring this look on just one time. So I was like, yo, let me listen, let me do this. So I even had the beanie on too. So I was like, woo-hoo!
All right, let's get it. It's that time.
Ooh, all right. Who has been pretty stupid this week? This whole, okay, so I guess it would be a situation and a bunch of people involved in this, but this whole CMLL visa issue, and then just all of that, and then I feel like Tony's got something to do with this. I don't know why. I just really feel like he's like, he's the reason why the visas were like kicked to the side. Because right. Supposedly it was with a Dallas-based wrestling company that these visas were through. And then all of a sudden, they do this deal with AEW, and these visas are getting revoked. I don't know. You do the math.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to put Tony.
Okay. I was about to say. I'm over here like...
Tony's getting it by proxy because I feel like he's the cause for this situation.
Okay, so it's not CML. You're not putting them.
No, no, because I don't feel like it's their fault. It's like, you know, they want to make money, so I can't.
Put so it's Tony Khan's fault. Got so it.
It's Tony right, Khan's fault.
Okay, because... that's just your way of putting Tony on there. Got it. Well, there it is.
Wait, but in turn, that deal also stops his
true
Mexican wrestlers from being on the show at the same time as these other wrestlers.
That's true. Yes.
Oh, it's a shitstorm. Oh, and Matt Riddle.
Oh, and Matt Riddle.
Because he's one of those people that don't know how to keep his mouth shut. You saw what he admit to, right?
No, I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
Oh, so no. He was doing an interview, and he gave the reason of why he failed his drug test, and it was because of cocaine use on
Mars. Oh, that. And yes. That,
yeah, that. Yes,
that.
Why would you... Why?
Yes.
Keep that to yourself, my dude. Let them. We all knew. We all knew what it was.
We did.
You could have kept your mouth shut and let us keep guessing. But instead, you told on yourself. Why you were holding the New Japan Championship? You tell on yourself.
Well, that's legit. My man legit said. Yeah, bro. She went crack. You did Johnny bust me. You know, not for weed, bro. Just, you know, just doing
it. I was living the fine life of that booger sugar.
Oh my goodness.
Tony, there's a friend for you. So, yeah, those are my two nominees. Right there.
Okay. I don't have.
Yeah, y'all got anybody?
I don't have any.
IWC, the SAP Arena.
All right, IWC, SAP Arena. Who else? I mean, that's all. We got four.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you got to take one out. Who are you taking out?
We'll leave the IWC in there, so don't worry about Dwayne.
Okay, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, so who's all right? Dumbass of the week, Tony Khan, Matt Riddle. The IWC and the SAP Arena.
Yo, I hope the SAP Arena wins because that would be just great. You got a door that can't work. How you got a door that locks from the outside? Ain't nobody can get in the inside. You stuck in the room and they locked outside. They don't even know how to work the lock, yo.
Insane. Absolutely crazy. Oh, when it happened, I was just like, wait, what?
What is going on with this right now?
It was pretty funny.
So, all right. So, yeah, the tweets is live. So make sure you hit that. Go vote. 3count_pod. All right. Make sure you vote. We will announce it at the end of the show. Who is the dumbass of the week? But for our audio podcast listeners, if you're catching us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. That's, you know, the place that the Breakfast Club be on. You know,
yeah, that's. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I could be checking that out.
Yeah, you got to, because you know, Just Hilarious is on there. Shout out Mimo.
I got Romero in the morning over here in Boston, so it's like, and I know it's not the Breakfast Club because I do miss the big call outs of Duval. But
yeah, you know, I don't know what they have over here. Just to let you know, I'm in Utah.
They got they got the polka station.
The polka station. Oh, I don't know.
That might be too much for them.
Oh, you're right. It's a bunch of Mormons out there.
Yeah. Oh,
100% aiming for y'all too. Yeah, at least it's not Scientology. There's that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be here right now. We'd be like, right, we're moving.
Somebody
everybody.
In the comment right now. I love Scientology. I love the fact I was thrown into the volcano and released as a spirit trapped in this body.
Love science fiction books and movies as well, but you will not see me worshiping them.
No,
put that out there.
No, absolutely not. Let's go back to wrestling.
Okay, cool.
All right.
We just leveled off.
We went way. Whew. All right. Naomi. All right, Naomi, SmackDown return match. Tiffany Stratton, it was Damian's match of the week. She took an L. She took an L in the Elimination Chamber. Has her return been soured? Cliffs, you're here. You're here, so you go first.
No. Has it been soured? No, absolutely not. People still pop for her. People still want to see her. I still want to see her and still doing things. No, that would be like, well, she didn't win the Rumble, so she's, you know, she's on a losing streak now. She's 0-1. Oh, she didn't win the Chamber. She's 0-2. No, I'm 100% happy still seeing her in WWE. You know, and she's still lighting it up. Like, she's still just as exciting. You know, she's doing all the things that she needs to be doing. There's nothing wrong with her. That's almost like, it's equivalent to like back a few years ago. I don't care about you people who don't like football. I'm going to tell you this same thing anyway. But so Aaron Rodgers was telling everybody to relax after they were on a small losing streak at the beginning of the season. They just got there. So he told them to relax. And then guess what ended up happening? They made a run in the playoffs. And I'm just saying, our girl Naomi is going to make a run. And then we're all going to be like, oh, here's this. That's what we want. We want her to do well. So, nah, man, she's fine. She's doing just fine. Like, let her cook, because she's going to kill it all over again. It's going to be amazing. And I'm not going to sit there and stand for any more slander on the Naomi or Pharaoh name.
That's the hill he's dying on today. Yep. Got you.
All right. Got it. That, right. Fair.
Pharaoh,
right.
Is my hill.
All right, I'll go next.
Go ahead, Damien.
I'm going to have to agree. It's a no. Now, granted, I think I get why you're saying it. The match against Tiffany, the crowd was really behind Tiffany. But they were also behind Naomi, too. Yep. It was like, it wasn't a like fair trade, but it was kind of odd because it's like, oh, but we know Tiffany's supposed to be a heel. But they love her. Ever since she's come up to the main roster, they love her.
That is true.
And those women put on an amazing athletic contest. Naomi made her look amazing. And the fact, and you also have to remember, she cheated to win. She poked her in the eye.
True.
It was a dirty finish. So it wasn't like, you know, it was just a squeaky clean finish and she just got beat. It's good that she beat her, or she pinned her pinned her for a second time. Because that's building up Tiffany more to be on Naomi's level. Because let's be honest, Tiffany's not on Naomi's level at this point in time. But let's be legit honest. So if you're going to build up somebody, why not build her up to that level so they can continue to have banger after banger every time they go out there? So then when the title's on the line, bam, You have right there. You have a main event for something.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guess what? I think it's soured. I do. Do you listen? Naomi was a world champion no less than a month ago. A month ago. Okay. Banger after bangers. Okay. You know that, you know, Jordan Grace. Yeah. Yeah. She had to beat Naomi. Okay.
No, she had to beat Trinity.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Two different ladies.
No, same person. Just different name. Same person. Regardless. Yes. Look, she had the longest time in the Women's Rumble. I'll give you that. Yes. But she her she didn't really do too much in the in Elimination Chamber. Her losing to Tiffy Time, it, you know, a rookie no less, and in like what was it, less than 5 minutes at that? It wasn't even that long of a match. Yeah, no.
You can thank The Rock for that though. It was supposed to be longer.
Yeah. Well then you know what
that's the not, Rock that's should, not their fault.
Rock should be dumbass of the week. It is, you know, it's
no, I'm being dead ass.
She's Naomi's a part of the bloodline by marriage, I guess.
I mean, she is. I don't know. Maybe this is a way for the for her to, I don't know, go that route. But however,
I think it's soured.
No, I don't think it did. I think you're just being a little girl about this.
No, no, yes. Naomi. Yeah, Naomi, look, no.
I mean, come on. She jumped into an already stacked women's division.
So
on a whim.
Yeah, she went back home.
Right?
She went back home and she stacked up. Like there's a yeah. And I agree too, man. Cause let's be real, okay. It took 3.5 minutes for the Roman to get out, then you know, 5 minutes to cut a stupid promo, go to commercial break, come back. The Rock comes back, he takes 3 minutes to do his thing, and then you know, it was another 20 minute promo. Yo, they had they're like, hey, yo, I'm sorry, now we gotta cut your time though. Like, you had a 12 minute match, you gotta have like a 6 minute match. Get your spots in, kid.
Insane. Insane. Absolutely.
Ron Breakers match. You saw how short that was.
Breakers match.
That so made me laugh. I laughed.
I missed it. I missed it. Me and Eve were watching it. I was talking to Eve. I was like, yeah. This is going to be pretty cool. You've never seen Bron Breakker wrestle. I was like, you're going to like this. I turn around and look at her. And I see her face, and it's like, what just happened? And I turn and look, and I'm seeing 1, 2, 3. I was like, what?
It's great.
I was like, what happened? And I turned absolutely and looked at great. Her as they were getting ready. I guess they started the replay right after that when I turned away, and I turned around, and it's the replay of the 1, 2, 3. I was like, I missed it again. I had to rewind it so I could see it because I didn't see it.
Poor Zion.
Twice.
That guy, man.
I know.
I know. I felt bad for him, too. And I saw it. I was like, hey.
I was like, Zion Quinn. My wife. I was like, this is going to be a good match.
I know, and Zion Quinn is like, hey, big shout out to Zion Quinn, by the way, because that man, like, he has put on some mass since started.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yo, my man is looking chiseled. Oh, I didn't even get to finish the sentence. Like, yo, Zion, you looking 1, 2, 3. Oh. It's like, they did you dirty, bro.
Terrible.
That was The Rock's fault as well.
Yeah. Dante Chen got a better match out than Zion Quinn. That felt bad because Zion Quinn is like a way better. Zion Quinn looks way better than Dante Chen.
Right? Oh, I hope they get a chance to run that back because that's just so.
I know he needs
up.
A better match. Like, I'm gonna put up so a sign. Give Zion more time.
Right.
Right. Exactly. All right, Cliff. Around the turnbuckles.
Yo. All right. So. Full transparency, I really did enjoy The Rock's 21 minute promo. I thought it did a really great job of telling a really fun story, give us a little bit of background behind the scenes of everything that happened. And I think it was cool. I think it worked out well. Granted, I will say, you know, Pharaoh is still off limits, but nonetheless, man, I just love the idea that we're sowing more seeds and like The Rock is legitimately like trying to sow the seeds of doubt that Cody is not that dude. Like, he agreed to something and then he backdoored, or he backed out the deal, and then, like, you know, now he went rogue. And I like it. I like it a lot. I'm not gonna front. I think that's very cool to do something like that. And then, you know, Cody put out his tweet. It was too long, didn't read it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really good too. So yeah. That's my thing for the buckle this time.
All right. Let's see. I reported this in the news. Like, there's a couple of things that kind of caught my eye this week. The new WWE Director of Character Development, Rob Fee. Because I didn't know who he was at first. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, like, he's done, like, a lot of, like, horror movies. He's responsible for the White Rabbit thing for Bray Wyatt and all that stuff. So it's kind of dope. He's like a director writer. So he's going to be doing, I guess he's going to be helping down in NXT with character development. So, like, and that's like a, hitting
that's
that.
That's a good person to have. Like,
yeah, and hitting up that department. Yeah. And then also Tama Tonga, I'm in the WWE. I thought that was pretty dope. Because I wasn't going to try to, like, pronounce his name. Because I don't want to smoke. He's too big of a dude. Like, you know, even I know my limits. And, like, you know. I'm not going to do that, so we're just going to call him by his gimmick name, and keep it at that. But yeah, those are the two. Those are my two things.
Also, big shout-outs, because I don't know if anybody knows, but Tama Tonga is a former Air Force veteran. So, you know, I got to give my love where it's at.
But he's not an intel specialist.
He's not an intel specialist.
And he's not the one you call on to get the job done.
And he's not the one you call on to get the job done.
Mm-mm. He's not the one. Yeah, he's not also the one that leads you up this mountain called wrestling.
He's not. That's because he's at a much higher level than I am.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, let's be real. Like, I've never been to Japan to wrestle, so, like, I can't.
True statement. All right,
he's
fine.
He's signed to WWE. Like, all right. Well,
fair. All right. Let's see here. For me, I'm going to go on an independent level. Last week, I was on the show because I was on at Fight Club. Fight for DMV. Yeah. Nice cheap plug there, guys.
It was a kick ass poster. I will give them that.
Cool, shout out to Rob.
Idea.
Yeah. Shout out to the main event, Shug and O'Shea.
Okay.
Absolutely fire. Just fire.
I'm mad. I missed that.
Oh my goodness. When they listen, they're dropping all their shows on YouTube. All right, so if you want to catch up on everything that you missed out over the past couple months, and they're dropping everything throughout the month of March leading up to this show, so definitely look out for there on their YouTube channel. But that the whole show itself, I mean, Grimm versus Alex Kane was everything what we said it be and what we thought it would be. Darius Carter and Jordan Blade with Eel as the referee, you just gotta watch it. And, you know, Andino, technically speaking, he didn't lose, but he did lose the Chocolate City title. now, granted, it wasn't a actual licensed Maryland official, so it null and voids it.
That's how you got out of it.
Yeah. just for you, and I'll tell everybody here. So, look. It's an impromptu match. Dino's not even in gear. Starts off this match. It's him versus Gabe. He doesn't, like, boom. He's fine. He loses. And so he ends up ref bump. His personal ref, which is Jave, comes out. Everyone's already like, no, it's his ref. One, two. Gabe kicks out. He kicks out. Kazama comes in, sends him out. Boom. Gabe hits his move. One. Kazama does the three count. Crowd goes crazy. Gabe's holding the belt. They do the whole thing. Intermission rolls in. And Dino cuts the bad news. It's like, No. We're going to have this match officially now. But you're not the champion. It's me. Kazama's not a license over, So they had their one-on-one championship match, but Andino retained because he never lost. So I, the whole show itself is great. PI, you know, found out that the hype indefinitely was not real. they got duffed. Shout out to the newest member of Pure Ignorance, Chris Idol, you stupid dummies. People was like, they were really shocked. Like, bruh, what you mean? but yeah. So yeah, if you get a chance to, that's my, I think the whole show itself, not even just Pure Ignorance stuff, but the whole show is just really great. Killian and Rob with their death match, they literally tried to commit murder. Glass bottles. I was like, wow. But yeah, definitely go check that out. Yeah, that's for me around the turnbuckles. All right, let's go to the comments. Cause let's get everybody's comments in before we get to our last debate topic, which I think will be a killer.
All right, here we go. Rock screwed Rock. Dumbass of the week should be the Rock. We've already established that. Or Lita. What was up with Lita? Why Lita? I don't know that one. It wasn't a riddle.
It wasn't.
Utah sister wife shit.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's
Cliff,
thing.
You look like Ryback off the juice. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I like it, but I'm like, I don't know how I should feel about that.
Feed me more.
What about Taker's entrance? You know what? I'm going to say this. Taker had a long entrance, but Roman's is way longer.
It seems like it is.
It seems like it's forever.
It does seem like it's forever.
He just stands at the entrance. He waits.
That was.
But I really like the music now, though.
I do.
So I'm like, I get mesmerized and stuck in there. And then I'm like, the music's still playing. Why?
Yep. clown emoji. I am/was the A team. Yep. That's Riddle's thing, the A team. Mm. I'm just gonna go with that because I know Keith will explain. O'Shea Jackson could have come up with a better name. I mean, that one is
probably- I get it.
I like it. She was supporting Vince. Wait, who was supporting Vince? Lita was supporting Vince. I mean, in that same context, like, we could be mad at John Cena, like, because he didn't say anything like negative about Vince. He was supporting his friend.
You know? I mean, yeah.
It would be hey, ice
Chaz.
Yeah,
that'd be like I support you in all your bullshit.
And him too.
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Only like you would support the bullshit that Chaz would do, but you wouldn't support the shit out of Chaz. You know what I mean? Like you feel like the difference.
Like
I feel like that's like the difference.
That is the difference.
All right,
you ready for this last debate topic?
I'm ready, and I can't wait to hear what everyone else has to say about this one. All right,
Chad's about to lose his shit.
I am. I really am. What is the best wrestling video game?
God damn!
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already got the answer for that one, and it ain't nothing better.
Listen, if you say what I think you're going to say,
ain't nothing better.
If you say what I think you're going to say, I need you to get out of the dark ages, and I need you to put your big boy pants on, Damien.
My big boy pants are on.
No, they're not.
Hold on. No, they are not.
If you're gonna sit here still in 2024. Tell me that the best wrestling video game is No Mercy, I'm going to have an aneurysm.
I'll put it like this. I will say it today and on my fucking deathbed. No Mercy for Nintendo 64 is the best wrestling game ever made in history. Every game follows that, period. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
You're telling lies.
Oh, really?
You're telling lies.
Really?
You're telling lies, brother.
How? That's crazy.
You're telling
no
lies.
No Mercy is the structure for even the newest wrestling game that's getting ready to come out. It always has and it always will be.
That's fine.
And that's why it's the greatest game
ever. But you can listen.
It's
you can
perfect as is.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a dark horse. You know what the best wrestling game is?
What's that?
SmackDown.
Which one?
Shut your mouth.
I knew you were going to say that one. At least you didn't say here comes to pain.
No. Shut your mouth is the best wrestling video game. And at what comes at second is SmackDown versus Raw 2007.
That was pretty good.
That comes at second. Then I put WWE 2K19. And then I put No Mercy.
No. You did the other way around.
No, sir.
Literally all the way around.
Sir.
All the way around.
It is not. It's not.
Get out of Tony Khan's stash.
Tony Khan's stash. I wouldn't even, first of all, say, if I was in Tony Khan's stash, I would have said 2K20. Was the best wrestling game.
Yo, I'm dying over here.
And that game.
The comment section doo-doo. Is blowing up right now. I'm gone, bro.
SmackDown, shut your mouth, is the best wrestling game.
No.
Period.
No.
It's better than No Mercy.
I think we need to evaluate our friendship.
We probably, you know what? We can have, listen, brother, we can have a conversation after we go off the air.
Okie dokie.
Like, I mean,
well, we can't be off the air that long because we have to come back and we have to do our live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's fine. But
okay, so y'all always say, listen, no, Def Jam Vendetta. That's the best wrestling game.
I know, I can't even be mad at him about that.
Def Jam Vendetta.
That was a really good game. Yo,
I don't care. I don't care. Argue amongst yourselves about what comes in second. Def Jam Vendetta, okay? That's it. Like, because if we were going to say perfect, nah, you know, because Def Jam Fight for New York, like, greatest fighting game of all time. I don't care what I got to say.
Def Jam Vendetta,
best wrestling game out there. I don't care what you all got. Argue amongst yourselves, okay? Argue amongst yourselves. I'm just going to say. Second place for y'all, okay? Y'all can be like Seth Rollins, hold that second place championship. All right. Def Jam Vendetta wins it all.
You right there, Chess?
Sorry, nothing's beating the shut your mouth story.
I'm telling you right now, the story for Vendetta is
Look, no, I still have a copy of No Mercy.
Congratulations.
Wanted to, I could plug it up right now. Well, I'm probably.
I bet you could.
No, I can't. I don't have the right TV to do it.
Oh, you don't have the. Oh, yeah.
So I can figure that part out.
I'm not sitting here taking this craziness.
Look, all I'm saying, you know how many tournaments, late nights, me and my friends playing.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the endless amount of tag matches that me and my cousin used to do with all over the summers in Virginia. All right, we used to create stories, brother. All right, we had stories at 7 years old. Okay,
Me and my friends used to get in fist fights over that.
Oh, it wasn't that deep, bro.
Here we go. I got that.
And if I have to go to the second place, I'm taking WCW versus NWO World Tour.
I need you to put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, I know. I was a WCW guy. Like,
I understand that.
Rey Mysterio was on point, bro.
You should have no. What the? No, no, what, 64. No?
Yep.
It was okay. Look, for me. That
the 64 was groundbreaking. Please, I understand it, but I need y'all to grow up.
I am grown. First of all, wait a minute. You said grow up. We are grown men arguing about a game.
Exactly. So, and
sports.
And like, guess what? I think between the three of us still play video games enough that we can understand what's a really good game and what's a shitty game.
Yeah, I know.
And what's better and what's a better game than a good game?
Yeah, it's not No Mercy.
You are crazy.
It's the best wrestling game.
Whatever it is that you have in your pen, I need you to put it back. Okay, what if and go take it back to the store where you got take it back? No, don't stop because it's now it's affecting your ability to do this show. Absolutely not. Crazy. This is not the villain zone, sir. This is not the villain zone.
I stand by what I said.
Go to the comments, Cliff. What everyone says. So, they're entitled to their wrong opinions as well.
Jay Jackson. Yeah, I like this. Ice melting. Hey, shout out. Say what up, Grim. Speaking of which, watch your mouth.
Exactly.
Hey, yo, WCW versus NWO World Tour. There you go. Right there. AEW is the best. Yo,
Grim.
What crack are you smoking?
Exactly, Damien.
No,
best video game is Jericho versus the Dark Lord.
I will beat him every time. Like that episode of Rick and Morty where the Pope was like just killing him over and over and over again.
Yeah, Ryback versus Redback. You have a sidekick called Redback.
I do need to bring a sidekick called Redback. I definitely would do that. No Mercy was soft, Yuki.
Thank you. Thank you.
Were you even born?
Thank you. Me?
Was he even born when that game came out?
I'm pretty sure yes, he was. Yeah. When you hit 400,363, like he was just born. So now that we know that you're like, you know, way past 400,000 years old. Hold up.
Yeah, I was a
How could y'all not mention Legends of WrestleMania?
Oh my gosh. No, let's not talk about that game. No, the category was great game. And you know what? I remember when Legends of WrestleMania came out.
I was so happy for that game.
And I remember getting that game. And I remember being, this is trash.
I was so mad after I got that game.
So mad. I think it was 2 days later, sent it right back to GameStop, said, yeah, can I trade this in for something else?
What was WWE had one that was like over the top.
All-Stars.
Was it All-Stars? Did they have a second one too? Because I feel like there was like two of them.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't All-Stars. It was before All-Stars, but it was the same concept. Because I remember Rey Mysterio had like the gold mask in it too. Cena was in it. Rock was in it.
The new one, the brawls, something.
I don't remember. Someone in the comments tell me what it was because I don't remember. I just remember that it was a lot of fun to play. I think Ultimate Warrior was in the game too. Like there was a few of them, but I just can't remember that one. I think Hunter had like a unnecessarily high pedigree that he did. I just remember it was just like a big. It was like All Stars, but I thought it was before All Stars. I don't remember. No. Said it's not memorable. It was. I can't remember the title. Forget about it.
I remember that game.
Legends of Wrestling 2.
I remember that.
I ain't gonna front. This one right here, Backyard Wrestling 2.
Let me tell you something. Look, that was fun. As we were talking, when you had said Def Jam Vendetta, I thought about. Well, that's the case. Then I thought of Backyard Wrestling 2. That was another game me and my cousin used to play. Oh my gosh, all the time, jumping off the top of the house at the backyard, blowing in the pool. Yeah, yeah.
WCW wrestling for the NES was also good. There was one. Was it Thunder? Was Thunder had one too?
Like WCW Thunder had one. Yes, WCW yeah, Thunder had one.
Nitro had a game too.
Yeah,
I remember like you got to do like the real live clips. And then, like, they were just like, then you got to play the characters on PlayStation. That was my favorites. Dark Lord Dumbass Wrestling. Hey, that would just feature nothing but Chris Jericho.
Jericho. Yeah. No, Jericho, Orange Cassidy, Darby.
Wait, Flair. What? Wait a minute. No. Slow. We have problems with OC. Like,
you know. Oh, you didn't notice that I won't say his first name?
Yo, you have problems with
I caught. Yeah,
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to this watch along. I cannot wait.
I don't know what it is about him.
I think we're gonna do it. We should do a drinking game for Damien.
What'd it do? I don't know what it is about him. It just something about him just I just want to punch him.
I played Celebrity Deathmatch Wrestling on PS2.
I did too.
Yeah, I did too.
My cousin had that one too. I played all the games that I should have been playing at the age I was at. I got from my cousin because he had them and he was at the age where he wasn't supposed to be playing with them either.
Wow, somebody had some lax parenting.
Shut up. My cousin, it's funny. My cousin he knows who he is.
That's crazy though. I didn't.
That was like, you I know, never realized. So I with never the NX64 cartridge, you blow it. There it goes. Yeah.
I never realized that you did not like OC. I just never realized that you and Pockets were never friends. I'm a massive fan of Orange Cassidy.
Okay, so like no
Pockets grew on me. He grew on me.
Funny part. So like wrestling ability, like when he is not doing his shtick,
yeah,
I enjoy him a little bit more. Like I can't take the fact that the man is a very talented wrestler.
Yeah,
and I said that about a lot of people that I don't like. I can't take away that they're talented. However, it's just not for me. So it's kind of, you know, I crap on him sometimes. I just can't say his first name. I just call him Cassidy. This is being, them being dead ass.
I can see your point. I think to me, Orange Cassidy on and both sides, right, between AEW and WWE, right?
Right.
I think he has the most completed character of anybody on those rosters. Like, it's tough to be, because you know you could be like, well, what about Roman? What about Seth? What about these guys, right? But OC, like, his storytelling ability in the ring always gets me, because there's always something that builds in the match that I get attached to. And I know what parts are coming, right? But every single time I watch him, I'm like, bruh, it is just so much fun to watch Orange Cassidy do his thing. And I don't even care about the hands in the pockets because, like,
now I'll give you this. When I first saw him, I was intrigued. I was like, oh, this is different. I respect the man for keeping up with it for so long.
Yeah.
It fits him. It does. It fits him. It's just not for me. I enjoy him when he gets more fired up. You know what I mean? When he's like, I guess when he's pushed past that point of that and that other side of him comes out. And then he's just kind of like going ham, basically. I enjoy that a little bit more than I do his shtick.
And I think I like, so what I like about OC in AEW is that he is a different, complete different taste from everybody else. Because look at it, you know, when you look, you have the Young Bucks, you have Kenny, you have Hangman, you have all these Top Flight, I'm put you in this category too, Private Party, right? You have all these fast moving guys. Jungle Boy was on that at one point, Luchasaurus as well, right? You have all these fast moving guys who are doing like a million moves an hour. And then you have OC. And he's like, yo, like one of my favorite things is when they shoot a person into the buckle and he just walks and everybody else is hitting clotheslines, but he's just like winding up, but he's just walking there. And by the time he gets there, everybody else has hit like two or three clotheslines. He hits one. I was like, yo, it's that thing for me that is just, he slows everything down. And I think that's what I love about watching him. And I do understand, like, he's not everybody's cup of tea, and I'm not going to be here to try to convince you of why, but I just want to put my reasoning on why I love watching OC work, because everybody's always so serious, and he's the one. When he gets serious, then you're like, oh, we in big trouble. But when he comes out after, like tonight, man, when he's on with Roddy, bro, he's not coming out there guns blazing right off the rip. It's just OC. Well, showing his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, I expect him to do his shtick. But like I said, it's just, I don't know. I think Jericho also ruined him for me.
Hey, yeah.
Maybe
the mimosa match.
That hurt me the most. that was like too much for me. It was like a hat on a hat for me.
It wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even that bad.
I can understand. But like, his match that he had with Mox, like you said it, you put him over with his wrestling ability. But when it started off, like, yo, he did those like slow kicks and stuff like that. Mox wasn't entertained. You know what I mean? And then like he like swung and the crowd was getting behind. And I think that's why I like OC. It's just because he gets over with like all the crowds. It's not even a it's crazy.
Now he's beloved in the company. And hey, look, I say he keeps on doing him. He doesn't gotta listen to people like me. I'm not saying the man needs to change. I just said he's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But you know, for the sake of wrestling, I do watch him.
Pro wrestling on Atari 7800. I like
it. Oh, I feel old.
I mean, really?
Yeah. That's before my time.
I didn't hear about it. Did Miz do a spinal tap? I thought he attempted it. I can't remember. Dark Lord is changing his name to Strawberry.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
He needs to just, I don't know, revamp everything. Hangman needs to chill for a little bit. I brought up an interesting point. We're not talking about it here. No. We can talk about it on the live show. The other live show.
Okay. All right, cool.
No. Next Strong will win too. You know what? I wouldn't be mad if Roddy won the title tonight.
I wouldn't be mad either.
No, I wouldn't be mad about that.
All right, let's see here. Let's see who won.
Oh, he remembered this time.
I did remember.
Look at you. That means it's definitely cold outside. Fuck.
All right. Oh, wow. 100% of the votes.
You said what?
100% of the votes.
Who got the 100%?
Matt Riddle.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to agree with that one the most. As
everyone,
who I am as a person, right, and where I grow up and I come from, you don't snitch on yourself,
bruh.
Yeah. Crazy. I guess our last of the week is Matt Riddle.
Oh, buddy. Welp. There it is. You still have time to vote. You got till what? I think that was 5:50. So right, no, about right before 6 o'clock tomorrow for my podcast listeners who's checking us out on this fine Monday. You still got time to vote. We'll see if if it changes. Normally it doesn't change. More people just agree with us. But if it changes, you'll see, and we'll talk about it next week. but yeah, if you have made it to the end of the show, thank you. All right. Yeah, if you are a PlayStation user, you get a trophy. My Xbox users, you get an achievement. My PC users, thanks.
Oh, look at you being nice.
Thanks.
Damn.
Thanks. Look,
don't like go. That
it kind of did. I wanted
to RoboCop everybody. Cooperation.
Don't go too far away, folks. We're coming back, all right. For our watch along. So if you, everyone who's checking out, Revolution, come back. The Villains Lounge watch along.
Yeah, just right? Turn your TVs down and then listen to what we say.
Yeah, because I promise you, it's going to be so much more funny. And if it's terrible, Damon's going to get even madder and madder and madder each time because he's actually paying for it. Look at that face. He's paying for it. And the last time he paid for it, it was terrible.
Tony, I swear.
I am hoping for a terrible show.
I'm coming
show.
For my refund. After you.
Yo. So make sure
for you.
Praying for a terrible show.
Pray for a terrible show. Just so Damien can lose his marbles.
But the thing is that he's not, because we're all watching the show with him. So he's gonna actually and he'll kind of enjoy it because we're gonna be there.
Oh no. I mean,
well, you aren't on the phone.
You weren't on that phone call.
I can't wait now.
You were not on that phone call.
There was no enjoyment.
That man literally put the phone down and was screaming. What was that?
Look, I'm telling you, look, when I got off the phone with them, I called Verizon.
He sure did.
I feel bad. Look, earlier I said I apologize to the person that I cursed out, or the people I cursed out, because I did get the supervisor after I cursed the original person out.
Insane.
Well, I was getting my money back for that.
Get out of here. But look, guys, please check us out. 7:30-ish, 7 o'clock is around that time, right before the main show. We're not going to do the whole pre-show. We have lives. And we want to preserve Damien. So, yeah, we'll be there. Damien and he's going to have his Villains Lounge watch along. Now Into the Rings coming out this week. Check those out. Guess what? We're on For Your Wear. Shirts coming soon. Buy a shirt there. Follow us. Check out the Villains Lounge. Check us out in Massachusetts. I know I said it wrong. Whatever.
Whatever.
But check us out there at Supernova. I'm about to win the belt. Cliff's going to win the belt. Damon's going to be there.
Yeah. Flying all the way from Utah to somewhere just as fucking cold.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, it's been warm today. It was warm today.
Dude, yo, it's snowing. Oh, no. Yeah, it's snowing it's December.
It was 60-something degrees today.
It was.
It was a nice day over here in Sunnyside, Florida, wherever I'm at. Anyway.
Wherever I'm at.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll see you next time for Chaz and Friends, and we'll see some of you on our watch along for AEW Revolution, Sting's last match. Cliff's going to cry.
I am going to cry.
I knew it.
Quiet.
Later.
Hey, 3Count Podcast listeners, it's your host, the Icon Chaz Evans here. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's the Facebook, that's the Twitter, that's the Instagram, that's the Snapchat. Wait, we don't have Snapchat. The photo, but we don't have Photo Bucket. But make sure you follow us on all those things at 3Count Podcast or at 3Count_Pod. That's on the Twitter, by the way, 3Count_Pod. But yeah, definitely also make sure you check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to our videos. And if you really like us a lot, definitely go find us on ProWrestlingTees.com/3CountPod and get yourself a 3Count Podcast t-shirt, and make sure you continue listening to us.